WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we are back. You are listening to the student section this Friday night on WVUA 90.7 Capstone. My name is Jalen Brooks, and I'm here with my two co-hosts, Brady Gorgon and Connor Rolls. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hello, hello. I'm doing quite swell as always.
I'm doing good. It's nice to be back in the studio tonight.
Yes, sir. All right. So last week we talked about the NBA announcing their all-star starters. And so just to recap, I think it's best to just go over the West and East with the captains being Team LeBron and Giannis. So in the West, we have Luka, Curry, Jokic, Zion, and LeBron. How do you guys feel about that? I think we all discussed that last week. You guys are
against Zion, but okay. Yeah. Right.
And I'm good with that. I think they got it right.
I think DeMonte should be over Zion, but...
Right, and I think I agreed with you last week on that. For the East, I know it's a little bit more controversial, but we have Jason Tatum, Giannis, Durant, Kyrie Irving, which is going to be a little bit interesting later in this conversation, and Donovan Mitchell. So, with that being said, I think Thursday night, the NBA released its NBA reserves. And if I'm not mistaken... I think we're going to get started with the – what do you guys want to hear first, the East or the West?
Let's do West. Let's do West.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I have to switch it over real quick. So starting in the West, we're going to go with Paul George from the LA Clippers, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Gilgeous. Oh,
thank you. I can't say that. Gilgeous-Alexander from OKC. Did I say it right?
No.
I might need a tutorial on this later. All right. Jaren Jackson Jr., Damian Lillard, Lauri Markkanen, Ja Morant, and Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. Eastern Conference, we have Bam Adebayo.
I can't say these names.
I'm not good at names. When it comes to names, that's not my best. Not my best word.
You know what it was? You sound like Flight Reacts right now.
You know what it was?
Luka Doncic.
You know what it was?
Like watching his favorite players and just naming them horribly wrong.
I saw, I feel like that Key and Peele sketch right now. I saw
Aaron?
Yeah, exactly. I saw the M and Bam, and I just moved it over. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I want to hear you say DeMar DeRozan.
I think I can nail that one. But going
down
the more
I say it, the less I like it.
Referencing, what is that, Drake?
Will Ferrell and Drake.
Yeah, so going down the list, Jaylen Brown, easy name I can say. DeMar DeRozan.
There we go.
Joel Embiid. Tyrese Halliburton. Drew Holiday.
Whoa.
And Julius Randle.
There's one thing I need to say before that. Drew Holiday is nowhere near an all-star this year. Harden was snubbed. That's all I got to say.
I think he was a little bit. I think Drew Holiday is more of an all-star than Jaren Jackson Jr.
I don't think so.
I think he is. I think he's kind of – he's stepped up.
He's stepped up, but his foul troubles are
gone.
His foul troubles are.
He's also like – he's just like his injury concerns. Like he's just – like he's one of those players that's just like every season you're kind of concerned because he's never just like on the floor.
Yeah, he hasn't really been consistently healthy.
He's been more consistent than Chris Middleton.
That is true. Chris Middleton's also not a starter. No.
I think the fact that he stepped up, their team is what, the third or second in the East right now.
Well, it's easy to do when you have Giannis.
I know it's easy to do, but like he plays well next to Giannis. He brings that their team. I think is the best defensive team in the league. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely the captain of that defense.
And he, Brook Lopez, and Giannis, they anchor that defense. I think he deserved it more than Jaren Jackson Jr., in my opinion.
Let me just tell you how bad this Drew Holiday all-star was.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Holiday is averaging 19 points per game, shooting 45% from the field, 36% from three, with 5 rebounds and 7 assists. James Harden is averaging 21 points per game, 45% from the field, 39% from three, 6.4 rebounds, and 11 assists. Leads the league in assists. I just want to throw that out there because I know. Apparently, it's not a big deal. Apparently, Drew Holiday is all this wannabe guy. But James Harden should be an all-star over Drew Holiday.
I agree with that. And if you take a look at the NBA MVP ladder right now on NBA.com, James Harden's seventh right now on that list. And like you said, he's not an all-star. But everyone else on that list is an all-star. So, I don't know. I think it's kind of questionable that they chose to put Jrue Holiday, but I understand the point that you're making, Brady.
I think it's bizarre. Like, and this might be kind of a hot take, but I think I'd rather have James Harden replace Julius Randle than
Julius Randle's been on a tear.
I think Julius Randle's been great. I don't think he's the best player on this team. I still think
honestly,
I think Brunson. I like Brunson more.
I like Brunson over Holiday. I'm not
call me crazy. Jrue Holiday should not be in. James Harden should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese Halliburton should not be in. And Jalen Brunson should be.
Okay.
Call me crazy.
I mean, that is crazy, and I will call you crazy because Tyrese Halliburton, without a doubt, deserves his spot here.
I thought we were about to dive back into this Tyrese Maxey conversation for a second.
Times passed. Times change people.
Tyrese Halliburton, without a doubt, deserves to be there.
All right.
Well, I want to say he's good. He's good enough to be an all-star, but I think Brunson's having a better year, especially on a better team.
I do like Brunson. I mean, like I said, I think he's the best offseason signing.
The Pacers were better until Halliburton got hurt.
I think
is important. Like Halliburton, he was playing not only playing well, but their team was the 4th seed in the East when he went down.
Which is
incredibly impressive for a team that people thought would be tanking for Wemby.
I definitely have Tyrese as an all-star. You can just see it, like when he came back. I think he just recently came back. Was it like 2 nights ago? I want to believe, or like.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was doing no look passes. You could just see how much
no look passes.
No, I'm just saying, but
like, all-star no look passes.
No, but I'm just saying, you can see the way how his teammates feed off of him and off his energy, and the way like he gets the whole crowd and going, the whole arena.
It's a pulling young up, team, taking and he's three the leader
to
of.
Almost like tying the game. I don't think he tied it, but I think. He pulled up in the, like, fourth quarter with, like, 2 minutes left, and I think it, like, helped tie the game against the Lakers or something, but they ended up losing. It's when LeBron scored, like, 27 something. He's 63 points away, by the way.
I mean, I think this is a young team that he leads, and the fact that, like, they were good for that time when he was healthy, I think just shows how mature he is for his age, I feel like, in a way.
I also think... players that didn't want to be there, like, or I mean, I'm not inside the organization, I'm just a fan observing, but players like Buddy Hield or Miles Turner that you kept hearing in the trade market, it seems like the Pacers, or like at least the players have really bought in, and I think that all starts with Tyrese Halliburton, because like you said, they were the 4th seed before he went down, and I think they understand that they're not in the middle of nowhere anymore.
He's the most supportive teammate I think Buddy Hield's like ever had. I feel like Buddy Hield has kind of always been like the backseat on like every team he's kind of bet on. And Tyrese Halliburton is like multiple quotes of him just going up to Buddy and just saying like, shoot more. Like, just go shoot more. Like, go like do everything you want to do more. I think it just like, I think he deserved that spot without a doubt in my mind.
So what do you guys think about Lauri Markkanen? Are we all good there? Do you guys
think I agree with that. I think Lauri Markkanen's been, I don't want to say revived his career, but he revived his career, I think.
I'm not upset by that. Personally, I wanted to put Aaron Gordon in that spot, which I understand is a hot take because the numbers are way worse. But I think just the quality that he plays at, he's shooting like 70% from the field and 40% from three, like, which obviously it's going to be a little bit easier playing off Jokic, but like not everyone can do that.
Right.
It's not always easy to play with the greats. Like I think with like LeBron, people have always
Chris
said,
Bosh, for example,
people have always said like it's hard to play with these guys and like cut off them all the time and know what they're thinking. But Aaron Gordon's really like thrived in this role, so I thought maybe that. But I'm not upset by Lauri by any means. I think that he deserves it as well.
I'm gonna let you know now. If Aaron Gordon was in the All-Star game, I might riot and be extremely upset because there's no way
you're that upset.
I would be that heated. I mean.
But you can't compare that to James Harden because it's different because it's the West.
I'm not saying that. I'm just like in general. If Aaron Gordon was an all-star, it's like, what are we doing? NBA, you really choosing, I don't want
to
say
so,
nobody, I mean, but it's like.
I think it'd be similar to the Andrew Wiggins all-star appearance.
No, I don't think so at
I
all.
I think it would. I think it'd be.
Now, if it was Jamal Murray, then I would agree with that. But it's like. Aaron Gordon is the guy that's just there to run and dunk.
He's been incredibly consistent this year and big for them. Like Jamal Murray has had a lot of ups and downs this season. Aaron Gordon night in night out has performed, I think, which is pretty big and part of the reason why they are the ones.
But you can talk about Jamal Murray having ups and downs because he's coming off of a year where he didn't play. He tore his ACL.
I understand that. I know that's why, but like that is a reason why he's. I think Aaron Gordon just. Playing a little bit better.
I'm just saying.
And also,
I saw him play in person.
Aaron Gordon.
He was hard to watch.
You wish
he shot a corner three and hit the side of the backboard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a 40% 3-point shooter on the season.
I didn't see that.
You can cherry pick like games.
Going back to your Andrew Wiggins comparison, though, I feel like that All-Star selection was also more to like give him like a round of applause for like the narrative that had been surrounding Andrew Wiggins coming from Minnesota.
I know what you mean. I think there definitely was part because people giving up on him, call him a losing player and all that stuff. There was that, but I think it's
he did contribute. Don't get me wrong. Especially we saw that in the NBA Finals.
Oh, I think he was one of the best defenders besides Draymond Green for that team and Gary Payton. But I still agree that though Andrew Wiggins, I would take Andrew Wiggins over Aaron Gordon All-Star appearance anytime.
I think it's more similar than people like to. I think it's just kind of normalized that like the Warriors get their All Stars, you know, that like there's the whole like Zaza almost got voted in. I'm just saying. I think it's normalized that the Warriors get multiple All Stars and like the guys on that team get it. I think that's why it may be viewed like a little differently. But I think it's for me, it's like the exact same situation. It's like a guy who's a role player on the best team in the West, who is playing next to one of the all-time greats and is doing his job at an incredibly high efficiency. Like last year, Wiggins, I think he was averaging like 16 points per game, but he was also doing not as well as Gordon, but I think he was shooting like 50% from the floor and then like 38 from three.
Definitely was career highs.
Yeah, it was career highs for him, not for scoring, but for the efficiency numbers
right. And
rebounds, I'm pretty sure. I think it's a pretty similar situation, just personally.
Well, with that being said, I'll make you this promise. Coming up, you won't have the chance to snub Aaron Gordon because we're going to do our very own fantasy draft. And I think the way we have it set up is going to be very fun.
It's going to be all-time players, just that all-time player
pool. I'm very interested to see who you guys are going to pick because all-time is just so many like favorites that like everyone has, exactly. Like niche picks.
I'm going to explain the rules more after the break, but when we come back, stay tuned for our draft, all right?
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back. You're listening to the student section, and we are about to get underway with our own fantasy draft, okay? So the way we're going to do this is we're going to have Connor, you're going to go first. And the rules of this draft is we're going to keep it simple. We're not going to do a full team, obviously, but what we're going to do is we're going to pick our starting five and then our sixth man. This is all-time draft. You can pick any player you want. I'm thinking we're doing positionless basketball, but if you guys want to stick to positions, that's also fine.
I think it's just like whatever positions you want to stick, guys.
Yeah.
You're five, but like if you pick five guards, you're obviously just going to get like destroyed.
Of course.
Like your team wouldn't be that good.
I'm going to go by the book, but I still want to have like...
Yeah,
and obviously. These are players in their prime, right?
Yeah, yes. Players in the prime. I'm not going to pick... AI Nuggets.
No,
AI.
I'm just like
Memphis Grizzlies, Allen Iverson.
I'm going to assume that all your picks are going to be healthy and in their prime.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Yep.
And also, of course, the objective is to create the most fun team to watch, but also most competitive. So you want to be able to win the game, but also be able to, you know, of course,
for sure,
dominate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And a spectacular Showtime fashion.
I feel like if we're picking all-time greats, no matter what, you're going to get a fun team.
You can't go too wrong with it. All right. So with that being said, Connor, you're on the clock.
All right. And this might ruffle some feathers.
First overall pick.
For the first overall pick, I'm going to go with the GOAT himself at the shooting guard position. Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
All right. I thought you were about to give us a Charles Barkley moment and just pick someone completely like not, we weren't even expecting, like Kirk Heinrich or something. Brady?
MJ at two. Okay. I feel like I should have seen that coming as the first pick, Michael Jordan. I feel like I have to go with LeBron. I feel like LeBron is like the second best.
Yeah. All right.
That's debatable, but okay.
I mean, I'm being...
I feel like LeBron...
That's not a bad pick. Telling you that.
Yeah, it's not a bad pick.
Yeah, I'm putting LeBron on my team. I'm not sure exactly what position I'm going to put him in because he can play
basically any position.
Four. I'm not going to put him at five, but he can play 1-4. I'm not exactly sure what position, but I'm going to put LeBron on the squad.
All right. So, first overall pick, Michael Jordan going to Connor. Second overall pick, LeBron James going to Brady. Mm-hmm. So, my pick going third overall. Obviously, I bet you guys can guess this player. Rest in peace, Mr. Kobe Bryant.
That's so, who I wanted.
I wanted Kobe.
I wanted Michael and Kobe. You know, that would have been...
That would be a
tough practice.
Imagine like switching on, like you call for like a screen and you get switched off of like Michael's guarding you and then Kobe's on you. It's like, wait, what? That would just be miserable.
So now this is a snake draft. So I do have the next pick as well. Now this one is where it gets a little bit interesting because what I really want to do is just obviously, I mean, I might as well keep the dynasty going, right? I might as well.
Are you reuniting the dynasty?
I feel like I have to at this point. I would be
don't do that.
Three in a row.
Don't
almost
do that.
Four. Give me Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, okay, that was.
I thought he was gonna fall.
I really wanted Shaq.
Shaq.
I was gonna pick Shaq with that next pick.
Yeah, I had to. I mean, like I couldn't. A better 1-2 combo. I mean. Maybe, like, you could say Mike and Scotty. You could say Isaiah.
No, I still think Shaq
and Mars. Yeah, I think it's probably the best 1-2 combo.
LeBron, Wade, but yeah, Shaq and Kobe. Okay. No question. So, Brady, that means you are back up on the
clock. Are we just going to reunite our dynamic duos?
Definitely not. I'm not. Okay. I'm not. I can say that.
Connor was trying to bait you on that question. That's what that was. I'm here for it.
I am going to unite two players.
As we just said, we're not going to do that.
No, who've never played together.
Okay.
But I feel like everyone would absolutely love... No, everyone would hate if they were together, but it would be some of the best basketball you could
ever watch. Goodness.
It would be some of the best basketball you could ever watch. Give me Steph Curry.
Okay.
Give me Steph Curry playing next to LeBron.
Okay. Oh, my bad. I don't know why. I just almost
I'm putting Curry at the
right
two,
there.
I'm pretty sure. I want Curry off ball flying around the court.
Actually, I'm going to move Michael to the three. Because I have some ideas in mind.
Okay.
You want.
Everyone's starting to cook up now. This is
Wait,
where
who did you think
starts,
I was going to say? I want to know.
I had no idea. I thought you were going
to
go.
No,
with,
I just wanted you to take Dwayne Wade off so I can have as many people as I wanted.
I thought you were going to go with the big, honestly.
But I'm going to go arguably the best point guard of all time, Mr. Magic Johnson.
Nice pick. I didn't know he made that noise, but...
I don't think I understood that reference, but
I forget what documentary it was, but there was one
Showtime.
It was some.
Yeah, you're talking the HBO show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
Winning Times.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So now that it's my turn again, I have two MJs on my team.
That's
Magic
true.
Johnson and Michael Jordan.
You should just go for all MJs. Names starting with MJ.
But I kind of need a shooter, don't I?
Yeah.
Seems like you do need a shooter.
Looks like you're thinking here.
Should I go Mr.
Choke Job?
Choke or give me Ray Allen.
Ray Allen. Oh, I didn't think I was going to hear that name coming off the board, but what a steal of a pick. I like that pick.
I knew Ray Allen was going to get drafted because if you weren't drafting him, I was going to draft him. So I knew he was getting drafted. Okay. So now it's my pick. I got my shooter in Curry. I got LeBron, who's obviously LeBron. I'm thinking I need some size down low. Give me the winningest basketball player of all time. 11 championships, Bill Russell.
Rest
at
in
my
peace.
Center. May he rest in power.
Going Bill Russell.
Bill Russell at my center.
That's interesting.
My dad will not shut up and tell me that he's the best defensive player of all time. And I believe him from watching some of the clips. I think Bill Russell at my five
now,
is scary.
With all respect to him, of course, it's hard to claim he's one of the best defenders when he played against milkmen and plumbers.
I understand what you're saying, and I thought that for
milkmen
a while, too.
Milkmen and plumbers.
I thought that for a while, too, and then my dad showed me a picture of Bill Russell in dirty Converses jumping over his teammate, completely over his teammate, in order to block a player. And after I saw that, I was like, you know what? I bet that guy could learn how to play modern basketball. If you're that athletic, you can jump over your teammate and coordinate. Jump over your teammate to then block the opponent in, like, old Converses that, like, had no lift like these brand new shoes have now.
Break your ankle, just a little lane for every
rebound. I feel like he could find a way to make an impact on the basketball court. I feel like he could find a way.
Well, he definitely makes his way onto your team just to make an impact, and that means I am back up on the court. Or on the pick, I'm sorry, not on the court. So with my
Lace
pick,
up.
I'm actually going to go I'm going to go in an interesting direction here. I need someone who can, like, get the ball out to my scorers. Mm-hmm. And I'm going with Jason Kidd.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go my player. I was like, ah.
Give me Jason Kidd. Also, just because, one, not only for his offense, but for his defense. And I just know, I mean, it's going to, all Shaq has to do is just put his hand up. Jason Kidd's going to find him.
Honestly, Jason Kidd had one, like, the most underrated, like, NBA Finals runs of all time. Granted, he did get killed by like those Lakers teams, but the fact that he got that team there when his second best player was Richard Jefferson, which like, granted, I don't want to disrespect Richard Jefferson because in his prime he was all right, but like,
I love how you're saying it. in his prime he was all right.
Okay, because I feel like everyone knows him for like his Cavs days now, where like he was like nothing. Like he was like a 16 point per game player.
But he was a dog on the Nets. Yeah.
He was a dog, but like he wasn't like your typical second best player on a Finals team.
Yeah,
that's what I mean by that. Like he was good. He wasn't like a second best player on a Finals team. Like Jason Kidd led that team.
So that means I have the next pick. And I'm back up, and obviously we're gonna keep this train going. Give me Kevin Durant.
All right, oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I wanted that one.
I have to get Kevin Durant. I'm just trying to get a team of two-way players that can also who want to play team basketball. Maybe Kobe. Kobe's in it for the winning. So as long as we win it, he's gonna play team basketball. But yeah, give me that. Give me that pick. So Jason Kidd, Kobe, Kevin Durant, Shaq. And that means I'm off the board, Brady.
That was gonna be my pick. I was gonna move Bron to my three and put KD at my four, and it was gonna be beautiful basketball.
So far you have Steph Curry.
I have Curry, LeBron, right, and Bill Russell.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm gonna stick Larry Bird.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
One of the most confident basketball players of all time.
Are you going all Celtics now all of a sudden?
I'm sensing the theme.
I picked two Celtics, okay? I picked two, and to be fair, they are like consensusly in like top 15 all time for players, so I feel like it's valid.
Okay.
I feel like it's valid to put those guys there.
So you're taking Kyrie next.
I'm not taking Kyrie. So it's hilarious, though. That made me chuckle.
I'm glad he fell to me.
Oh, what is this?
I need a player who's all about the grittiness of the team. Doesn't want the ball.
Tony Allen?
Doesn't want anything.
Definitely not Tony Allen.
Besides winning, he's going to rebound his butt off.
Dennis Rodman.
He's going to play defense.
I know.
Give me Dennis Rodman.
The Worm. Ugh. That's a good pick. I thought about putting him on my team, but then I don't know if you guys heard that soundbite, but Shaq, not too long ago, said he was the worst teammate ever, so I didn't want to...
Which I believe, after watching The Last Dance, I thought, if I was on this guy's team, I think I would kill him.
Yeah, like, honestly, I mean, apparently to Shaq, he just wouldn't shower after games.
Take
and he
back
would just, like,
my pick.
And stuff like that. Apparently, he would, like, not shower, and then he would go to the club and just be covered, like around chicks and stuff.
You know,
like,
actually...
He's a crazy character.
Rewind. I can I do that or no?
We've convinced
you. Oh, we've never had a rewind.
Rewind. Run
back the tape. We talked that poorly about your player. You're off the
Dennis
train.
Dennis Rodman's going back to
I was in between two, but then you brought up good points about teammates. He was a great teammate, I think, in my opinion. He did a lot of the similar roles, but he was a better scorer.
Derek Fisher?
Give me the round mound of rebound.
Oh,
Charles Barkley.
I had him next on my list. What a steal. Good pick.
And then for my five, we don't have a lot of offense. I see. There's one big.
I mean, Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan, Ray Allen.
Who might be one of the...
A little bit of offense in there.
But, hey.
A little bit of scores.
We could always use one more. One of the best bigs at scoring the ball in recent memory. The German Dirk Nowitzki.
Nice.
Huh.
Don't say, like that was a bad pick.
No, That was a
great pick.
I just don't think Dirk's going to stop Shaq.
I'm looking at your team.
Oh, I'm not going for defense.
I was thinking, I saw
that pick, and I was like, your team's looking a little small.
Oh, you're going to spread the floor on us. Okay,
yeah, I'm going five out. Like Rudy, like we...
Rudy Gobert. Like the
Clippers did to Rudy.
Shaq's going to be rotating all over the court trying to stay with Dirk Nowitzki.
I'll tell you what, Shaq's going to be tearing up that court, like just throwing, like, just... What, did you hear the story where he would just go back in the tunnel after games after, like, a terrible loss? And
Shaq?
Just like, yeah, and just tear up.
I've
like,
never
the
heard
bathrooms
that.
Rooms and stuff. He rip off toilets,
stuff.
The urinals, and Jerry West had to like calm him down. But, you know.
So, I know you guys made fun of me for picking two Celtics players, but there is a third Celtics player on the way.
Oh, of
here
course.
We go. If it's who I think it is, I'm going to lose my mind.
It's not going to be. I can guarantee you that. It's one of the most underrated players of all time, I would say. Give me Rajon Rondo.
Ooh.
At my one, playmaking to my
entire team. What is this?
For a Showtime draft, for like, I like it. Rondo's
one of the best playmakers of all time.
Playoff Rondo?
He got his prime stolen from him.
That is true.
He got his prime stolen from him, and I think we missed it. If the Celtics had won their second finals against the Lakers in 2011, he would have been the finals MVP, and that went to Game 7. So Rondo was a game away from having a finals MVP. He would consistently, in like Showtime Rondo, put up like 20, not consistent, but he has the ability to put up like 5 points and 20 assists, which is exactly what my team needs. A guy who can just go out there and just dish out dimes the entire game and not care about scoring.
You know what's the key word right there? If. If you would have won that game.
No, I'm just saying for like all time like perspective, people don't view him as like a great player when he almost was the MVP of the finals, which I feel like is quite the accomplishment.
I mean, I think about those prime like Heat days, and you just think about the Celtics team and like prime Rondo. You could
do everything.
Exactly.
He was a great rebounder, great passer. Did not have to score. He was perfect next to Paul Pierce.
I think for a little bit, he had a triple double record at the time for like something about triple doubles in the playoffs.
He probably did.
I'll have to fact check on that. But speaking of Rondo, actually, Rondo is actually headed out to Kentucky to speak with Mr. John Calipari, joining his coaching staff. So speaking. Interesting you bring that up.
Interesting.
He always had some character problems, but I feel like as long as the team's winning, he's going to be on board.
He was also a good teacher and a role model. I mean, like, you saw what he did for that Pelicans team when he went there on that short little bit. That was like the Anthony Davis' best
season. I was going to say, Anthony Davis' two best seasons were with Rondo.
Exactly.
It was that last season with the Pelicans and then when they won the finals. Both with Rondo. I think Rondo brings out the best in players.
He does, and I agree with that. So, with your pick, you're going Rondo, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, that means we all have one pick left, and that's for...
You have two.
I have two. All right. So, I guess I'm about to end it right here for the round out of my team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had a lot... This one is going to be kind of interesting. I had a lot of options right here, but since this is my team, and I can... I have to say...
I decide.
I'm going to go with, like, one of my all-time... two of my all-time favorite players. Just every time they come on the highlights, I have to stop and watch. Unlimited like skill set, always in their bag. But give me Tracy McGrady.
Okay,
I'm gonna take Tracy McGrady.
I love
that's
Tracy
underrated.
McGrady.
Underrated.
I love Tracy McGrady. I wish his prime was a little bit longer. I wish he stayed healthy.
Wish his knees wouldn't have died.
We probably would have had more like 13 points in 30 seconds. Who knows?
That has to be, I feel like, one like the best like clips of like in like NBA history.
It gives me goosebumps every time. Like, if you guys haven't seen that clip, I highly suggest.
My favorite part about that clip is when like it starts. There's like fans leaving the stadium.
Yeah.
You can see them in the aisles
and,
like walking on. Like you have no idea what's about to happen.
Exactly.
So who's your sixth man, Jalen?
Oh, I think that's. What a question you just asked, and do I have the answer. Give me Allen Iverson coming off the bench.
Oh, the play on words.
Yes, like
I enjoy that.
Yes, sir. So rounding up my team, I'm going to have Jason Kidd, Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady, Kevin Durant, Shaq, and Allen Iverson coming off the bench.
Now, you want to talk about my defense? That's little to no defense. Besides Kobe and Shaq, maybe?
Jason Kidd.
Kidd could play.
Third all-time steals, or isn't he third or fourth now? I don't know if he's moved down, but
I'm not sure. But he could definitely
play defense. Kevin Durant is not bad at defense.
He's not bad, but he's not great.
I think it's underrated. You have players who can play defense, but you have no rim protection. I think is what it
as
is.
As he has Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq, I mean, he held it down for the Lakers. I'm confident in this team. I think we're not trying to play defense. We're just trying to break you mentally.
We're just trying to score more than the other team.
We're just really trying to break you mentally. And then also, all these guys are dogs, so they're going to be talking some mad trash, like just get inside your psyche. So I like my team, but Brady, you're up.
All right. So this is definitely going to be an unconventional pick, but I feel some loyalty to this guy because he's my favorite. He's my favorite
sixth man. Watch it be another Celtic.
He's my favorite sixth man of all time. And whenever I would play 2K, he would be my favorite player to use. I want Jamal Crawford coming off my bench.
Okay, okay.
Some of the best handles in NBA history.
I respect that.
I understand he's not the best player on the board by far, by like a very, very, very large margin. But in terms
you forgot
of,
another very.
And in terms of just like, I feel like he's the most iconic sixth man of all time, and I want him on my team.
I was actually having that conversation earlier with today, because I was thinking for my sixth man originally, I was gonna maybe have Lou Will. But
that's a good one too.
But like that's what I was thinking. Like, who do you think of more when you think of the sixth man of the year?
I think of Jamal Crawford. That's like I immediately think of Jamal Crawford.
I think of Lou Will. It's probably because of that Drake song. Like Lou Will. I'm not gonna sing it.
If you think about it, the sixth man, and you for a second Drake pops into your head, it's like, really,
dude? That song, that song back in the day, don't even get me started. It's just so catchy. But anyway,
all right,
so you're going with Jamal Crawford.
Yes, I'll just read my team out. So I got Rondo at the 1, Curry at the 2, Larry Bird at the 3, LeBron at the 4, Bill Russell at the 5, and Jamal Crawford first man off the bench.
So I have a very interesting. I had a move. I went under the radar. I moved Dirk to the 6th man.
Okay.
There's some bigs that I think really went under the radar.
You listened to me said the defense.
I did. And I noticed how you said, Bill Russell, you watched some of his highlights. You were able to do that. Man, he can definitely play. This man scored 100 points in a game. He can bring that offense. And he's also one of the best defenders. He could be. I don't want to say one of the best defenders right now. But his size, if he can't, he's going to care. We're going to win.
That was the thing.
Give me Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
That was the
as
thing.
My five.
He would always get that. Like, he never played defense.
That's the thing. I like your pick, but let me. Will. He's a good guy. He's like known for being one of the worst teammates. And also, every single team he's ever been on, he gave up on.
He's also just kind of known as like a loser. And like, yeah, NBA,
he's
just lost.
He's such a bad loser that Kareem took a whole chapter out of his own like memoir.
Time out of his day just to be like, you know that Will Chamberlain guy? He did not like winning basketball games very much.
But if you do look at his record, he has quit on every single one of his teams.
He's not going to quit on this team because I know Michael Jordan is not going to let him quit.
If anyone's going to like spark him to like put his all on the floor.
Michael Jordan's going to punch him if he doesn't play. But all right, let me read my team. Magic Johnson at the 1, the best point guard of all time. Ray Allen at the 2, the second best shooter of all time. Michael Jordan, the best player of all time. Charles Barkley, one of the best rebounders of all time. Wilt Chamberlain, who put up 100 in a game, which still has not been broken yet. And Dirk, one of the best big man shooters of all time. So, yeah.
I mean, hey, I'll give it up to you guys. You guys put like together a really good team. I like all our teams to be.
I do too.
I mean, that's the problem. They're all all-time greats. they're all great.
That is true.
Brady, your team sucks. No. It's all-time.
Curry is being outplayed by Ray Allen so much.
You have Jamal Crawford coming off the bench. You're going to
get
destroyed.
I do think of our teams, man. I do feel like you'll have some trouble on defense. But except for Bill Russell. But I don't know. Jamal Crawford's not guarding.
Larry Bird's one of the best.
LeBron back in the from the Heat.
Larry Bird's a great defender.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot you had
Rondo.
I didn't see that right there.
Curry.
Rondo? Dog.
I'm mostly just
Curry.
Thinking of Rondo and Curry.
Dog.
And Jamal Crawford. I just think Rondo, Curry, and Jamal Crawford. I just feel like they're going to be. But
Rondo could play. Rondo could play D.
But yeah, we'll have more to discuss on this later. But when we come
back. Trade deadline.
Yes, sir. We have some fun news to announce. And then we have some interesting stories starting with Kyrie Irving. But more on that later. We'll be back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we are back. You're listening to the student section this Friday night on WVA UA 90.7 Capstone. And getting into it, we're going to talk about these NBA trade targets and the NBA trade deadline coming up. So we've been hearing a lot of noise recently about a couple of rumors going around the NBA market. Some of the big names that we're hearing is OG Anunoby, D'Angelo Russell, Alex Caruso, Zach LaVine, Jay Crowder, John Collins, Mike Connolly. But one of the bigger names that just came out today Kyrie Irving is requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets.
Out of nowhere.
How are you guys reacting to that?
I was surprised when I first saw it because they've been playing really good basketball this season.
Right.
I thought I was looking at a meme account at first. Mm-hmm. I saw the news on Instagram. I'm going to be totally honest. I saw the news on Instagram. I was like, there's no way this is real.
You did
and
the
then,
double
I, And then I, like, looked, I was like, oh, this is the real ESPN. It's not like they just didn't like spell it wrong to like make it look like that. This is the real ESPN. And Kyrie Irving actually wants to. I was like, where did this come from?
I was walking out of class and I look at my phone. And I get a notification from Twitter. I'm like, oh, what could this be? And I see Shams. And I'm like, oh, man, breaking. Kyrie Irving request trade. I'm like, no way. You've got to be kidding me.
They were, what, the 2 seed in the East when Kevin Durant went down, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and they were battling for the 1 seed as well.
And he's an all-star star.
Didn't they just have like an 11-game winning streak too before he went down?
They were doing something.
And Durant is about to come back.
Yeah, he said he's
trying to come
back. I feel bad for Durant. Durant has been putting up with all this Kyrie stuff. He's been backing him through everything, the thick and thin of everything. And now all of a sudden, going gets rough and Kyrie wants out.
I understand your point, but it's because they failed to – apparently the news is they failed to meet terms on a 4-year max contract extensions. Apparently the Nets wanted a contract kind of like similar to the Kyler Murray contract that we saw with the NFL, where they had like certain stipulations within the contract that they had.
They wanted games played.
Right. And
which, I mean, it's respectable. Kyrie's
For his actions and like not
he hasn't
history,
been
not being
accountable.
Able to,
I want to say. I mean, right. I know he's had some stuff going on,
and
but
some personal issues. And,
yeah, right. I just want to say, playing basketball and just being there on the court, it's been kind of tough for him.
Right.
But
so the contract is kind of understandable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the same thing with the Cardinals. We saw why they were kind of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently from news from Kyrie Irving's side is they once they saw that, they were disgusted and they had a huge issue with that. And they just said, you might as well trade me because I'm leaving this offseason. So with that being said, does that kind of trade your outlook on it? Because he wants to stay and be part of his hometown. Like, because he's from New Jersey and Brooklyn's not that far. You know,
it's across the river.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel the Nets organization, because now, like you said, now this is trickling down to Kevin Durant, who already requested a trade before the season got underway in this prior offseason. And then Ben Simmons, who had actually been coming back from injury, he's been playing well, but now we're starting to see over the past couple weeks, he's reverting kind of back to that old Philly Ben Simmons. And
where he's
fans.
Scared to shoot the ball.
Exactly.
And he's missing layups.
Like, but like,
exactly.
Even when he, like,
air hooks,
even when he's like playing well, I'm using like hand quotes when I say that, it's like he's not worth his contract. Like, his contract is like what?
Who? Ben
Simmons,
or Kyrie?
Right?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say.
Ben Simmons is not worth the max. Ben Simmons is like playing like at like his peak, for like when he was playing his best Nets, is nowhere near worth that contract.
Oh,
when,
at all.
Like, I just put that into perspective. Like, when people say like he's been playing better, like they're still paying him like $30-something million to play.
Yeah.
So if the Nets decide to trade Kyrie Irving, which I personally believe they're going to probably wait to the offseason.
I think they're going to wait, but
well, they can't because in the offseason he can walk.
Well,
that's the thing, though. I don't know. I mean, that is true. I mean, they would have to make – the best option is now, but I just – it really comes down to what does Kevin Durant have to say about this? Because
they – so they can't move him in the offseason because he is an unrestricted free agent.
Right.
Because he opted into the player option this year. Mm-hmm. That means that in the offseason, they get nothing.
Because they weren't able to meet on extension last year, yeah.
So I think that's part of the problem also is the Nets. If the Nets don't – if he won't agree to the contract that they are, like, hard on. Like, they say, this is the contract we will give you and this is it. If he won't agree to that, then you kind of do have to move him because otherwise –
I think he has all the power right now. He has all the power.
Kyrie?
Yeah.
I think he has less power – then
he hasn't given them a team either that he wants to be traded to.
I think he has teams linked to him. He has the Lakers, the Heat,
right.
The Mavs, and I think it was the Suns.
Yes, you're correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to go say, which team do you guys want to see him on if they were to make a trade? Because I personally want to see him on like on Dallas. Get the ball out of Luka's hands more, and like let's see someone else cook.
So this is my official prediction.
Because like what. For the Mavericks, they can't make like they don't get big free agents.
I don't know what that would look like.
I don't think that
so
would work.
Ball down. Like, the problem is, I feel like I've thought this for a while now. But I don't feel like really plays well next to like anyone just because of how much he has the ball like in his hands.
Jalen Brunson didn't do that bad.
Jalen Brunson, that's because Jalen Brunson.
I feel like
not,
Jalen
like,
Brunson had his big games when Luka was out.
Jalen
I remember he put up 40 in the playoffs.
Right. And so Jalen Brunson would be like the one when Luka was not playing. He'd like the leading the offense.
Which
and all
he
that.
Could.
But
he could.
When Luka came on, he took the total backseat.
Yeah.
Took the total backseat in that offense. When Chris Asper Dingus came there. he was sent to like the back burner for all their offense. I just feel like with like these star guys, when they go into this offense, I feel like a lot of them are going to kind of be like an afterthought.
Okay. I think
so. I personally, I don't think I would want to see Kyrie with the Mavericks.
Before I give my take, I want to say one thing. I feel like the best thing for Luka is to have 3 and D players around him, because you watch him play, you can have a nice pick and roll like Maxi Kleber or Dwight Powell, who can set the screen and roll. But Luka really likes to iso ball, screen, and make some crazy passes or stuff like that. But I don't think Kyrie would work with him. But so transition to our top buyers and sellers. My top buyer right now are the Los Angeles Lakers. And I think reuniting Kyrie and LeBron would work perfectly, since they already play together. They know what they're doing. Trading Russell, a draft pick. And
kind of revived his career.
Yeah. I think
Russell
that,
and KD on the same team.
That's the thing I'm worried about. The thing I'm worried about is I know the Lakers will be – I think the Lakers will do that in a heartbeat. I think right. They have the pieces to do it. And I think the Nets would do it if it was up – if KD would, like, you know
– sign off on it?
Sign off on it. Because I know –
they're going to want those first – I mean, if they could get those, like those draft picks, because they're going to want those draft picks. And maybe then they could pivot for someone else. I don't know if the Nets maybe. But, like, the Lakers would have to – I feel like the Lakers would have to give a first-round draft pick.
I think they could.
They definitely do have to give up those two first if they want to get a trade. But just because of how much of a negative that Russell Westbrook contract is, they're trading.
Yeah, I do see that. But there's also part of me like where like you could really finesse the Nets. Talk, just bring up, you know, he's probably not going to re-sign with you. You want what all you can get. I mean, you can look around the rest. I don't think that Heat are going to give up all that for Kyrie Irving, because I don't think Kyrie fits in well with the Spoelstra system, the way he's missed a lot of games. Either. Or I think Jimmy Butler is going to be upset with him.
My take is I just don't think he gets traded.
I think
because I don't think that there's any option that like makes sense.
I think the highest possibility is Heat. But I'm saying if he does get traded, it's going to the Lakers.
I also think we also have some other names that are being thrown around a lot, like OG Anunoby. I think that would be
I think that would be one next to Luka in Dallas. I think
OG
would be a great guy. And he's a little more like I think he has some more dimensions to his game than just
of course.
Like, but like OG next to Luka, I think that would be I would much rather them make that move than move for Kyrie.
I also want to see OG. I think it would be kind of cool. We saw OG on the Knicks too. I think that would be kind of cool because I think that'd be an interesting
OG,
fit.
I think it would be interesting, but I don't think the Knicks are gonna trade for him.
I don't think
they have a lot of capital though.
Yeah, but you look what they did with last year with Cam Reddish.
Well,
they trade for Cam Reddish and
Cam Reddish,
he doesn't play.
But that's
I know it's
they give up like a second round.
I know
thing,
it's
right?
different, but it's still Tom Thibodeau. What isn't it Tom Thibodeau?
Yeah, yeah. He's the coach.
And OG fits his scheme.
He does, but
it's all about deep. I don't think they make that kind of move.
I don't think so.
Just because I think other teams are gonna value OG more, and especially in the West, I think Dallas could make a move for him. The Suns, I think, could make a move for him. I think Memphis, the Grizzlies, could all make a move for OG. I think those three teams I see in my mind. It's just I feel like it's more likely.
Speaking of OG, I think the Raptors are willing to get rid of anybody. I think Fred VanVleet will be gone.
I think they're definitely.
I don't know
what the market is for Freddie though.
So you're saying
that's the part of the problem.
You're saying Toronto Raptors are sellers right now.
Yes, Toronto Raptors are the biggest sellers in the NBA.
They should be.
Yeah, they should be.
The only untouchable.
They will sell.
The only untouchable is Scottie Barnes, right?
Like on Siakam. I would not trade Siakam.
Unless it's the right package.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm going with.
The right package.
I don't think they're going to get the right package.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to trade Pascal, but if the right package comes along,
29. Pascal Siakam, like he's
that old.
He's a lot older than I thought. If I'm not mistaken, he's 28.
I don't think any package they would receive would be worth how good Pascal Siakam is. I mean,
yeah.
He's putting up 25-8-4 this season. Like the fact that he wasn't an All Star was.
I'm going to be honest. I would not be surprised if Pascal got traded. Just because
I think
before the break,
yeah,
I could see him
before
go to
the trade line.
What about Atlanta? I could see him going to Atlanta, maybe.
I don't see it because of John Collins.
There's no.
Well,
way
that's what I think. They're going to definitely. John Collins has got to go.
John Collins, I think, is
going
to be traded
3 to 4 years. I think this is the year that he finally goes. Because one,
John Collins could go. I think John Collins would fit with the Suns.
Really well.
The Suns need more downhill players, like guys like from the wing who go to the rim. Because a lot of those guys aren't like just like
speaking.
Strong,
okay,
but
I was
barrel away
for
in.
That reason. I was thinking more of D'Angelo Russell.
For who?
On the Suns? I was thinking D'Angelo Russell to get to the Suns, or maybe a sneak team, Clippers.
Would they be holding on to Chris Paul in this trade?
Like, probably not. I think they're trying to get rid of Chris Paul.
So you think they trade Chris Paul for D'Angelo? That would be...
To the Timberwolves?
It would that be would interesting. Be interesting.
Yeah.
That would actually be very interesting, because then Chris Paul's playing with these bigs who might be able to get more out of them.
And you know Chris Paul, that's what he's kind of known for. And also, he's going to a franchise where they're extremely young. They were just in the playoffs, but clearly they're not there yet. We all know what Chris Paul can do in the postseason, what he did with OKC with that young team. I think he can make an impact on the Timberwolves.
After I start thinking about more, that trade is more interesting the more I thought about it.
It is more interesting, but I just don't see... Okay,
I would like to see that. I would like to see how it would pan out.
And then you have to remember they probably won't be done, because then they're going to move Jay Crowder, another name that's being brought up.
I don't think they feel a need to move Jay Crowder. Like if
they told him he can see. I think he's going to go to the Bucks.
He can seek trade. I know that.
He's been talking to the Bucks about stuff. I know they've been in deep talks.
I know there's been a lot of concerns of him being in shape.
But what I'm saying is, like, if no one wants Jay Crowder, they're not going to like try to dump him. Like
I think they're going to buy him out if he doesn't get traded. But speaking of the Suns, I think, if anything, they've had a lot of turmoil. They were one of the best young cores in the league 2 years ago. Last year, they had a great season. I think this year it's fallen apart.
I think part of that is because Booker's been out this time.
Booker's been out.
When Booker's playing, they're good. They're a good team when Booker plays.
They are, but...
DeAndre Ayton also have that. It's a situation where you have to...
Again.
You have to...
It's like the Pascal Siakam situation.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if DeAndre Ayton got moved.
Ayton and Siakam are not like in the like the same.
They're not. But I'm saying for me, like, I don't expect him to get traded. But if he got traded, I'd be like, huh.
Ayton's much more likely to get traded. Of course, he's much more likely. Unsuccessful this season has been. And him and Monty don't get along either.
Right. Yeah.
We've seen like a lot of videos just of them fighting on the sideline, or him and Miles Bridges. I don't know if you've seen that video too of them getting into it on defensive rotations and just blaming one another. But
I think he is. I don't say he's a cancer because I hate that word with locker rooms and stuff. But he quite possibly could be. I think the Jay Crowder situation is affecting that whole team.
I think part of it with
new veteran presence.
I think part of it with Ayton was I don't think he felt wanted. Because of the whole contract thing and how it went down in the offseason. Like, I don't feel it, which like is a tough feeling. And he got played off the court and his minutes went way down in the playoffs.
That's your number one pick.
They kind of let that contract thing loom over them for so long, which I feel like is
saying
it's harmful for the team.
Especially if you're a number one pick, that kind of goes at your ego.
It's
a little
disrespectful.
Bit.
It hurts a little bit to kind of be going to work with these people and to know that they don't think you're worth like this contract or whatever, because they went into like the restricted free agency and all that, like they went into that and were kind of like, yeah, we'll like pay whatever people think you're worth, not like we think you're worth this.
That's the thing. It's like, really, like, we don't want to keep you, but we will.
Like, we'll pay you what we have to pay you, like if we have to, because if we like don't, then we're just losing you for nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we'll keep you and then we'll trade you, which like.
Do I really want to play with them like
it
that?
I can understand why he wouldn't be the happiest in that situation.
What's really interesting for me, it's a big what if, but what would that Pacers team look like if they had Ayton?
That's what I
wanted that to happen.
I wanted
so
that
bad.
To happen.
I did too.
I wanted him to go to Pacers, or I wanted him to Detroit. Like, I wanted him to go to a team that like
or the Wizards,
fit his timetable like a little better, because I feel like with this team they're asking a lot of him, and he's still pretty young. And like they're asking a lot of him, and like they're asking him to do like specific things, and not letting him just play. Which I feel like if he was on one of these younger teams, he would be like allowed to kind of like. I feel like with Haliburton, Haliburton would encourage him like so much to just do his game and go to work. I feel like we'd be seeing
Portland.
I want to see Cade Cunningham play next to Ayton
We round up out of here, I'm going to give everyone one more chance.
Yeah.
But before we round out of here, I just want to hear you guys your hottest takes or your craziest trades or any crazy scenario that you have. Before we get out of here, so we'll start with you, Connor.
So this isn't. This was just a playoff of DeAndre Ayton, but I guess you could say this is kind of hot. I would not be surprised if James Wiseman gets moved.
Oh, I 100% believe he doesn't fit their schedule.
He doesn't fit anything.
He's also just not good.
Yeah,
but no, honestly, not fit. This guy's he's playing bad in G League. He's playing bad in G League, so.
It really is. It's like the lack of college. Because remember, he got suspended. I think he only played like 11 games at Memphis or something like that.
But that season got cut short anyway.
Right.
So they couldn't do in-person workouts.
So you have that, and then you have that injury, and like he just, we haven't seen this. And remember, he was projected to go number one overall for a little bit, mm-hmm. like Anthony Edwards and LaMelo. So I 100% agree with you. I just don't think he fits the timeline.
For my hot take, I don't really know if this is hot at all, but Chicago, I think that team is done. Took them a year. They're going to blow it up. I think Vooch might get traded. I think DeMar will get traded. I think LaVine will get traded.
I believe. I wouldn't be surprised on that.
So this is my hot take.
You agree with that?
Zach LaVine gets moved to the New York Knicks.
New York.
Like that. I think that's a trade. I think okay. That's I think I would,
I was thinking
I would
like Bradley Beal or something.
I would like to see that trade. I would like to see Zach
I don't think
LaVine
anyone touches Bradley Beal's contract at his age.
Yeah.
I think Beal's just going to stay in Washington for his career. Like, I think he's just going to...
He's content with it.
he's getting his bag. He's playing. He likes the city.
That's all that matters. Hey, that's all that matters. Well, with that being said, we are done here at the student section. You all have a good night, and we'll see you guys next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.